I just couldn't face it again.
Don't worry, don't worry. He'll find it. Here he is. Well?
I'm taking the tarpaulin from the boot. You better go on to the station.
He was dead, wasn't he?
Yes, Mr. Stacy. The back of his head smashed in.
We present Murder Locked Out by R.D. Wingfield, with Hector Ross as Detective Sergeant Day.
All right. All right, I'm coming.
Sergeant Day, I'm Detective Constable Hodges.
Yes, well, don't just stand there. Come in.
All right.
Do you mind dripping onto that mat there?
I'm sorry to drag you out of bed, sir.
It's all right, I wasn't asleep. Just lying there, coughing my heart out. You're new, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Transferred from Y Division last week.
You don't have to call me Sir Hodges. I'm only a sergeant.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Sarge, it's just that...
It's just that I look so old, I know. Yes, sir. I feel a lot older. Now, tell me, what's this all about so I can crawl back to my sick bed?
Well, you're wanted down at the station, Sarge.
I'm on sick leave, so you can go back and tell Inspector Adams...
Well, Inspector Adams didn't send me, Sarge. He's not there.
Hey?
He collapsed at his desk earlier today. Appendicitis. They're operating tonight.
Appendicitis? A little tip for you, my son. Always give me good news like that first. Appendicitis. I hear that can be very painful. Who sent for me, then?
Well, Superintendent Lawrence.
Right, hold on. I'll get my trousers and my cough medicine. Do you know what it's all about?
Yes, Sarge. They found a body. A man with his head bashed in.
Money for police. Nothing yet, sir. I should have some news tomorrow. Who knows?
Usual
night of
activity,
Hodges. Yes. Sergeant Day. You want the infirmary, don't you? Second on the right.
I reckon I want the morgue before the night's out. The super wants me.
Yeah, so I heard. He's got a body for you.
Anything's better than the one I've got. Let him know the walking wounded here, would you?
Right. Superintendent Lawrence, please. Oh, you've heard the sad news about Inspector Adams.
Sad news? Don't tell me he's got better.
Sergeant Day, is he, sir? Yes, sir. Hmm. Want you to go in, Sarge?
Right. You wait here, Hodges.
They're right, Sarge. Why doesn't he like Inspector Adams?
Let me put it this way, Constable. Inspector Adams can't tolerate slackness, laziness, or inefficiency. And nor, for that matter, can Superintendent Lawrence.
Come in, Dave.
Thank you, sir.
Sit down. Sorry to drag you back, but we're in one hell of a state with staff. Still, you only had a cold, didn't you?
Bronchitis, sir. And I've still got it. But not as serious as appendicitis, of course. Cigarette, sir?
No. Should you be smoking with that cough?
No, sir, but then I shouldn't go out in the pouring rain either.
I don't control the weather, Day. You retire next year, don't you?
Yes, sir.
I've been looking through your personal file. Not a particularly distinguished career, is it?
You haven't dragged me out in the rain to tell me my shortcomings, I hope so.
You know your shortcomings, Day. If there was anyone else to send, I'd leave you in your sick bed, but with Adams away, I'm forced to send you. Get over to 17 Priestley Gardens. You'll find Foxtrot Tango 3 waiting for you. They've got a man's body with head injuries. They'll fill you in.
Right, sir.
Take D.C. Hodges with you. He's new, but he's keen. And try not to let him pick up all your bad habits.
Yes, sir.
You haven't got long to go, Day. Don't mess this one up.
Take it easy, son. Slow down. I want to die of bronchitis in my bed, not in a car smash.
Sorry, Sarge. This is my first murder case.
That's better. The body's got no place to go. It'll wait for us. It may not be murder, not even to oblige you, Hodges. But it's murder sending a sick man out in weather like this. Oh, roll on retirement.
You've been there for some time, haven't you, Sarge?
32 years.
Can I
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes, why haven't I got any higher than a sergeant?
Well, yeah.
I'm flattered you need to ask, sir. People are usually surprised that I managed to make sergeant. The fact is, I'm not a very good policeman. Oh, I'm a nice fellow. Everyone's pal, but not a good copper. I was good, a long time ago, just like you, salivating at the thought of a nice, juicy murder case. They all thought I was going places, but I couldn't keep it up. I lacked dedication, I suppose. Everything seemed too much bother. Well, you've got to be a swine like Inspector Adams to get on in the force. Well, that's not me. Why are you slowing down?
Oh, no, Sarge. Well, that supermarket. Those two men, they're acting suspiciously.
Now, don't be greedy. You've got a murder. What more do you want? Drive on.
Oh, should we take a look?
In the pouring rain? No, no. Give someone else a chance. Turn left here.
Right.
That must be it. Over there. Yeah, that's Foxtrot Tango 3. Hold on. He's coming over to us. Hello, Joe.
Ah, hi, Sarge. I thought you were off duty with bronchitis.
No, I'm on duty with bronchitis. Oh, this is D.C. Hodges. I don't know his first name.
John.
This is Joe Turner. We're on his patch.
Oh, great to meet you.
Hello. Oh, we saw a couple of men acting suspiciously outside that supermarket in the high street.
Oh, nice, Sarge.
No, no, he's new. He's keen. They were sheltering from the rain. Now, what's the score? Where's your mate?
He's with the body, round the back there.
Rather him and me in this weather. Well, what have we got?
Dead man is James Edward Lakin, aged about 36, 37.
You taking this down, Hodges?
Yes, sir.
Good. Go on, Joe.
Well, he's a research chemist. He works at the Agricultural Research Centre over Timberley.
Research Centre?
Yeah.
What, where that girl was murdered last month?
Yeah, that's the place. A woman called...
Hold on. Where does he live?
Here. 17, Priestley Gardens.
What do you mean, he lives in that house?
Yes, Sarge, the body was found round the back.
And why are we all sitting out here in the cold? Why aren't we in the house where it's dry and where there's more than likely the makings of a cup of tea?
Yeah, well, we can't get into the house, Sarge. There's no one in. He lived alone.
Well, didn't he have a key on him?
Yeah, plenty of keys, but none that fitted the front door.
Who found the body?
I was telling you. Mrs. Stacy. She lives around the corner, took a shortcut round the back of the houses because it was raining, nearly fell over.
What time would that be?
Just after 10:30. We got a call at 10:37. I'll send you be along to question her.
Good. I reckon we ought to get a cup of tea out of her. But I suppose we better take a look at the body first, just to show willing. You'd better hang on here, Joe. The doctor been yet?
Yeah, he's on his way.
Yes, they don't hide themselves and it's raining, do they? Come on, Hodges. Let's give my cold the shock of its life.
Right, Sarge.
There he is. Hello, George. Who's that?
Oh, it was you, Sergeant Day.
Of course it's me. You didn't think they'd send anyone important when it's raining, did you? Oh, this is Detective Constable Johnny Hodges. Hodges, Georgie Grover.
Hello. Hi.
Hello, hello, hello. Are you hiding something from me, Grover? What have you got concealed under that tarpaulin?
The body, Sarge.
Well, as we're here, we might as well take a look. There you are, Hodges. You couldn't wait to get here. Was it worth it? Open window up there, George.
We had noticed it, Sarge.
Oh, go through his pockets, Hodges. See if you can find his door key.
Okay, Sarge. It's not there, I've looked.
But Hodges is newer and keener than you are. Go on, son, he won't bite you. Did you shift the dustbin, George?
No, it was there when we arrived.
Someone shifted it. It's been dragged from over there. Look, you can see the marks. Well, I've solved this case, I think. Any luck, son?
No. Oh, here's the stuff we found on the body, Sarge. There's a key ring. None of them fit the front door.
Take charge of it, Hodges, would you?
Right, Sarge.
By the way, sorry to disappoint you, but it's not murder.
No?
No. Ah, here's the doc. Over here, Doctor.
Oh, what a shocking night.
They reckon we'll have rain before morning. Oh, here's your patient.
Yeah. Can I have some light?
Your torch, Hodges.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, Doc?
Well, he's dead.
I should hope so. The time you took getting here. How long's he been dead?
Well, it's difficult to be precise.
Well, within 5 or 6 seconds, say.
Oh, about 2 hours. Perhaps a little more.
That means he died about 9:30, 10:00.
If you say so, son, your maths are probably better than mine. Cause of death, Doc?
Oh, look at his head. Fractured skull.
Mm. See that, that open window up there?
Yeah.
Supposing he was trying to get in and fell. Would that do it?
A burglar?
No. He lives here. My guess is he forgot his front door key and tried to get in through the window.
Mm.
He drags the dustbin over and climbs onto it to reach the wall. And he shins up the drainpipe, misses his footing, and comes down a damn sight quicker than he went up.
He cracks it on the concrete.
Yeah.
Yes, it could well have happened that way, Sergeant. Are the forensic boys coming to do their stuff?
Accidental death, hardly worth coming out in the rain for. Pity it couldn't have been a murder. Just to oblige young Hodges here.
I shouldn't have sent you out with a cold like that.
It was the only one they had.
You should be in bed. Yeah, so should I. Oh, if you get in touch with the coroner first thing, I'll let you have a full report after the PM. Good night.
Good night, Doc. And thanks. Oh, cover him up, George. No point in him getting as wet as us.
What about the woman who found the body, Sarge? You going to question her?
No, I don't think so. I'm wet and cold, and I've got a feeling her tea's going to be rotten. I'm off home. Get a statement from her, would you, George?
Okay, Sarge.
And while you're about it, find out from the neighbours if he's ever forgotten his key and climbed in the window before. Oh, and someone had better break the news to his relatives. You've got a sympathetic face, George.
All right, Sarge. I'll tie up all the loose ends.
Here's the meat wagon to take him to the morgue. If I hang about any longer, they'll have an extra passenger. Come on, Hodges, take me home. We'll do the paperwork tomorrow.
Morning, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Oh, morning, sir.
Well, what happened last night?
Apart from me getting wet, you mean? It's all wrapped up, sir. Accidental death. He forgot his key, tried to climb in the back window, slipped and fell, smashing his head on the concrete.
First class. You done your report?
Just about to do it, sir.
Make certain there are no loose ends. There's a good chap. I'd like your report as soon as possible.
I'll do it right away, sir.
You start spreading your cold germs about, and I'll be none too pleased. We've enough men off sick as it is.
Oh, good morning, Hodges. Good morning, sir.
Ah, Hodges, you're just in time to type my report. I put the paper in the machine for you. I'm just going to see if there's any suspicious characters lurking about in the canteen.
I thought you'd like to see this, Sarge.
What's that?
The post-mortem report.
Oh, yes, he phoned me about it. Stick it in the file, will you?
Well, don't you want to read it?
Not before breakfast, thanks. What else have you got?
The inventory of what he was wearing. They're holding his clothes at the morgue.
Let's have a look. Oh, I heard from Foxtrot Tango 3. Lakin had been known to climb in that window when he forgot his key, so that ties everything up. You watched the master at work last night, my lad. Hello? That must be a mistake.
Oh, what's that, Sarge?
I've only put one shoe down. Can't the fools count?
I checked with the morgue attendant, Sarge. He says there was only one shoe on the body when they brought it in.
He must have fallen off in the ambulance.
The ambulance med said there was only one shoe, the left one on the body when they picked it up.
If they were so observant, why didn't they point it out at the time?
Well, they thought we must have already noticed it.
Don't they think we've got better things to do than count how many shoes a corpse is wearing? Come to think of it, his right leg was doubled up under him.
Sarge?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know the supermarket was robbed last
night? Oh, I've got enough on my own plate to worry about, Hodges. What a damn nuisance. It must have dropped off when he fell from the window. Still, good job I spotted it in time. The super would have wiped the floor with me. A quick cup of tea in the canteen and then we'd better get back and find it.
There's no shoe here, Sarge.
Give us a hand to shut the garage door.
Right.
Right. Now. Well, I looked in there and in his car. It's not there either. The super's going to go to town on this one. He does like his corpses properly shot.
I suppose he couldn't have jumped, Sarge.
What do you mean?
Suicide. I mean, instead of climbing in, he might have jumped out.
You wouldn't commit suicide from a first floor window. It's not high enough.
Still, it's a possibility, and we ought to look into it. I reckon he jumped, and we'll find his shoe up in that room.
I am but clay in your hands, Hodges. We'll take a look.
Well, how do we get in? Shall I climb up to the window?
No. History might repeat itself. I'll try one of my special keys. Ah,
No good. We'll try to get the other bunch from the station. What are you doing?
Looking under the doormat. People sometimes stick a spare key there.
Oh, use your loaf, son. If he had a spare key, he wouldn't have had to climb in through.
Shall I try it in the lock, Sarge?
If you had any respect for my feelings, you'd throw it away. Yes, try it. I wish I was in a nice, clean hospital ward, having my appendix out. After you, Constable. Let's see if we can find the shoe.
No, it's not here, Sarge.
A shoe, my kingdom for a shoe. I don't like his wallpaper.
Anyway, he couldn't have jumped. The windows were open wide enough.
If you'd found the shoe, my son, I'd have opened it up a bit more for you. You can speed up some of these cases if you help the clues along. Care to join me in a cough?
What? Oh, no, thanks.
Mm. One key too many, one shoe too few. Oh, that is horrible wallpaper.
Mm. Well, if it's not an accident, it's not suicide. That girl. You said a girl was murdered at the research center where Lakin worked.
That's right, about a month ago. They found her body in the grounds, stuck in some bushes. Some maniac had smashed the back of her head in.
What was her job at the center?
Laboratory assistant.
And Lakin was a chemist.
Come off it, son. How can you possibly tie these two cases together?
Lakin had the back of his head smashed in as well.
Because he fell from a window.
Wearing only one shoe.
So what do you think we ought to do?
Well, it wouldn't hurt to pop into the research center and ask a few questions.
Would Dr. Kendrick report to Central Lab, please? Dr. Kendrick?
How much longer have we got to wait here, miss?
Mr. Smith will see you as soon as he's ready.
And who is this Mr. Smith?
The research director. He's in charge.
We don't particularly want to see him, miss. We just want to wander around and ask a few questions.
It's not a question of what you want, Sergeant. It's a question of what Mr. Smith allows you to do.
I think she fancies me.
Security's strict here, isn't it, Sarge? Guards at the gate, high electric fences.
Well, even agriculture has its secrets. There's money in manure, as the farmer said when his horse swallowed his wallet. Do you think Mr. Smith will allow me to smoke?
Yes, sir. Right away, Director. Sergeant there?
Yes.
The research director will see you now. This way, please. Detective Sergeant Day and Detective Constable Hodges to see you, Director.
Have them sit down.
Would you sit down?
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Shall I bring in coffee, Director?
Bring it in after they've gone.
Yes, sir.
And clear my tray, would you?
Yeah. Oh.
On top of the filing cabinet, behind the door.
Ah. Yes.
Sorry to call on you unexpectedly, Mr. Smith.
I'm not ready yet.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Mr. Jordan?
Oh, yes, Director.
Oh, I'm looking at your test results. Table 3, page 9.
Yes, Director.
Well, haven't you been a little careless with your decimal points? You're supposed to check the typist's work. Please do so.
Yes, sir. Right away.
Why only a sergeant?
I beg your pardon, sir.
I usually deal with Inspector Adams.
Oh, he's off sick, sir. Appendicitis.
I see. All right, then, sergeant. What do you want?
It's about one of your employees, sir. Mr. James Edward Lakin. Do you know him?
Of course. He works under Dr. Kendrick in our advanced research department. Oh, just a moment. I'll get his personal file. Yes, where? Ah, yes, yes, of course. Do you mind moving your chair so I can get to my filing cabinet, Constable?
Oh, yes, sorry, sir.
Thank you. Now, what do you want to know, and
why? He's dead, sir.
Dead?
He was found late last night, lying under the back window of his flat. His skull was fractured.
An accident?
That's one of our lines of investigation, sir.
Most obvious one, I should have thought. Times he forgot his key and had to climb in.
I was wondering, sir.
Now, please be quiet, I'm thinking. Miss Page, Laking won't be coming in anymore. We'll do the paperwork later, but in the meantime, get on to H Lab and tell Davidson to report immediately to Dr. Kendrick and take over Laking's work. This is a tragedy. We're behind with our schedule as it is.
You don't seem concerned at the death of this man, sir.
I resent the influence, Constable. I'm very much concerned. Let my secretary know when the funeral will be, and we'll be suitably represented. We have a budget for this sort of thing.
The same budget you used when that girl was murdered, sir.
Mary Kent? What possible connection could there be between the two deaths?
Well, we were hoping you could tell us, sir.
Who's conducting this interview, Sergeant? You or your constable?
I am, sir. What work was Mary Kent doing?
It's all in your files.
It's unfortunate I haven't got them with me, sir.
She was a grade A laboratory assistant.
Yes, sir. What I actually meant was what precise work was she engaged upon?
I can't tell you.
But you must know, sir.
Of course I know, but I don't intend to tell you. Even sergeants, I'm sure, have heard of the Official Secrets Act.
Yes, sir. We often heard our superiors talk about it.
What's the Official Secrets Act got to do with an agricultural research centre, Mr. Smith?
You do have a lot to say for yourself, don't you, Constable? Now, what on earth?
I'm sorry, Mr. Smith, but it is important.
I tried to stop him,
sir. It's all right, Miss Page. Thank you. Well, Dr. Kendrick?
Yes, he told me you were engaged, but this is most urgent. Excuse me, gentlemen. Lakin hasn't turned up this morning. How can I keep the experiments going without Lakin?
It's all been taken care of. I've transferred Davidson to you. He should be there now, waiting for you.
I don't want Davidson. I want Lakin.
I'm afraid that's not possible. There's been an accident.
Accident?
He's dead.
Dead? Lakin dead? Oh, no. I could see it happening. Ever since he bought that yellow sports car, he's been going too fast, much too fast.
It wasn't a car accident, Dr. Kendrick.
Hmm? Who are you?
They're detectives. They're just going.
We think he was murdered.
Like that poor girl. Someone doesn't want me to finish my experiments, Mr. Smith.
Nonsense.
Mary Kent worked for you, Doctor.
She was my laboratory assistant. It's not nonsense, Mr. Smith. There was someone watching my flat last night.
Where is your flat, sir?
The doctor lives over the laboratory. The man watching your flat, Doctor, was Henderson, one of our security guards.
Oh. Oh, yes, of course. I'm sorry.
What time did Mr. Lakin leave yesterday, Doctor?
Just after 9 o'clock in the evening.
9 o'clock? That was late, wasn't it?
We all work late. There's so much to do. Even Mr. Smith works late. You left with Lakin, didn't you?
Me?
Yes, I saw you getting into his car.
Oh, is that right? He gave me a lift.
Where to, sir?
Well, as far as the town. He dropped me off with the traffic lights.
About what time?
9:15 or thereabouts. Don't you think you ought to be getting back, Doctor?
Hmm?
Davidson will be waiting.
Oh, yes, of course, sir. Goodbye, gentlemen.
I wish, Sergeant, you hadn't let your subordinate air his wild theories about murder to Dr. Kendrick. He's a brilliant man, but highly strung. His work demands the utmost concentration, and nothing must spoil it.
It isn't a wild theory, sir.
Oh? Why do you think he was murdered?
His right shoe was missing, sir. He wouldn't have walked from his car to the back in the pouring rain and then climbed a wall wearing only one shoe.
I'm not such a brilliant policeman as you are, Sergeant, but why couldn't the shoe have fallen off when he hit the ground?
Because if it did, sir, it'd still be there. We hunted high and low, and it isn't.
Hmm. Do any of the neighbours keep dogs?
Dogs? I imagine so, sir. Why?
I had a dog once. It was always bringing back treasures it found when it went out prowling at night. Bones, old toys, old shoes. Why couldn't a dog have taken the shoe?
To be quite honest, sir, I never thought of that.
And to be quite honest with you, Sergeant, I'm not at all surprised. If you could go now, I'd like to have my coffee.
So, it's accidental death again, is it, Sarge?
It's always been accidental death, Hodges, my son. You're the one who's been coming up with these wild murder and suicide theories. I've let you have your head because you're young and rash, but I've never wavered.
A dog took the shoe.
Yeah, or a tramp. Could have been anywhere. After all, the shoe would have been lying there all night. We didn't go back until the morning.
Mm. But if it had been there last night, we'd have seen it. Anyway, why should he climb in the back window when the key was under the mat?
He forgot. All brilliant men forget. I'm always doing it. An accident, pure and simple. Who wants Inspector Adams when they've got brilliant men like me?
Hey, Sarge.
Now what?
Do you remember what Dr. Kendrick said about Lakin always driving too fast in his yellow sports car?
Yes.
Oh, you searched his garage. What was in there?
A blue Mini. That was no yellow sports car.
No. But there was one parked in the side road. Well, a lovely little job. I thought it belonged to one of the neighbours. It must have been his.
You see, there's an explanation for everything.
Let's take a look at it, Sarge. Just in case.
This is the one, Sarge.
Well, it's yellow. I grant you that. And it's locked.
Well, try the keys from Lakin's pocket.
I was going to. Give me some credit. Right, first time. He's got a four-track stereo.
Yeah. I'm more interested in that. On the floor by the front passenger seat.
Damn.
The missing shoe.
I could have done without that. I think I'll go on sick leave.
If he'd walked from here across the road and round to the back with one shoe on, in all that rain, his sock would have been soaked and muddy. And it wasn't.
So he was carried over?
Yes, Sarge, he was carried over. He was carried over because he was dead when he was brought here.
We'll have to alter a hell of a lot of forms, you know. Ah, well, we'll have something to eat and then we'll go and break the news to the superintendent. He won't be too pleased. He was happy with it as an accident.
What did you say, Dave?
I think it's murder, sir.
Oh, for goodness sake. I knew it was a mistake to put you on this case. You're trying to impress young Hodges, I suppose, trying to build it up into something big.
No, sir. I think there's a tie-up between Lakin's death and the murder of that girl at the research centre.
Yes, that reminds me. You went to the Agricultural Research Centre today, didn't you?
No harm in that, is there, sir?
That chap Smith, the research director. It seems he's got friends in very high places. The chief constable's just phoned.
Oh?
He's had someone big from Whitehall on the phone to him. One of Smith's friends. A little bit of pressure has been applied.
So the chief constable wants us to drop the case?
Good heavens, no, of course not. He said that if we had a cast iron case, a really solid, waterproof cast iron case, then naturally we must proceed and we'd have his full backing. But, as you've probably guessed, the place is not an agricultural research centre. They're actually engaged in top-secret experimental work for the Ministry of Defence. Work of the utmost importance.
I see. That explains why they kept firing the Official Secrets Act at me.
Precisely. The Ministry are most anxious that nothing happens to interfere with this research programme. And the Chief Constable has pledged his full support. So, let's look at this objectively. What exactly have we got?
Two murders, a man and a woman, both with their heads bashed in.
Hold hard. You're jumping to conclusions. Now, the girl was murdered, there's no doubt about that. In all probability, a motiveless sexual attack. Now, apart from the coincidence that they both happen to work in the same place, hardly surprising since they're both chemists, what is suspicious about the death of this man? Your original theory was brilliant. Brilliant.
Oh.
And fully supported by the police surgeon. So why didn't he die from a fall?
The missing shoe, sir.
Which turned up in his car. Good work in finding it, by the way. One of the neighbours must have found the shoe on the ground, realised it belonged to Lakin, and stuck it in his car for safety.
The car was locked, sir.
There are ways of opening car doors. Excuse me. Lawrence? Oh, hello, sir. Yes? I'm talking to him now. I think so. Yes, I'll phone you, sir. Goodbye.
The Chief Constable?
Yes, about some other matter. But it reminds me, Dave. You know I had your personal file out the other night. Well, there was a reason for it. I mentioned to the Chief Constable that I'd like to do something about your promotion. Be nice if you could retire as an inspector, eh, after all your years in the force.
Yes.
But that's by the way, of course. You must decide yourself on the line the investigation is to take. I don't want to influence you. There'd be a bit of difference in the pension, of course.
Sorry I'm late, Sarge.
Hmm? That's all right, my son. You haven't been missed.
I know who killed Lakin.
So do I. I'm just putting it in my report. While you've been out gallivanting heaven knows where, I've solved the case.
You have? Who killed him?
The law of gravity. He didn't jump, he wasn't pushed, he fell. One of those unfortunate accidents with which this life of ours is fraught.
I don't get it. You know it wasn't an accident.
Ah, that was before the superintendent explained it to me.
Explain what?
That I had the choice of retiring as a sergeant or as an inspector. I just had to play me cards right. It seems that Mr. Smith has friends in high places, and they want the investigation stopped.
Why?
That place is a front for the Ministry of Defence. They're doing top-secret research work. An investigation could mess it up. Well, I couldn't let that happen now, could I?
So a double murder is going to get away with it?
But it's not murder. It's an accident. My report says so. It's here in black and white. And I'm not typing that lot out again, even if the murderer comes in here and confesses.
Sarge, he could kill again.
If you feel so strongly about it, go and tell the superintendent.
No, he wouldn't listen to me.
Then that's the end of it. Right. All done. James Edward Lakin, deceased. Case closed. Another triumph for Sergeant Day. Grizzled veteran of 100 investigations. And 1,000 cops. Now stop looking all sullen and hard done by, my son. You have to show me a bit of respect when I'm an inspector.
Well, I might respect the rank, but not the way you got it.
At my age, son, just getting it's enough.
Whatever promotion I get, I'll earn. I'm sorry, Sergeant.
Forget it.
I know who killed Lakin.
Forget that as well. The case is closed. Who?
Smith.
You're mad.
Look, the reason I'm late is because I've been chatting to one of the security guards at the research centre. It turns out he's an ex-cop, only been there a week. The old loyalties are still strong. He saw Lakin leave in his sports car last night.
So?
Only Lakin wasn't driving. Smith was. Lakin was propped up in the passenger seat with a safety belt holding him up. Well, the guard said he looked as if he was asleep or drunk. I say he was dead.
Yeah, and Smith killed him.
Yeah.
Why?
To sabotage this research project. The girl was working on it, so he killed her. Lakin was working on it, so he killed him.
Wouldn't it have been easier to have killed Dr. Kendrick? After all, he's the key man.
Dr. Kendrick has security men guarding him night and day.
So he has.
Well?
Well, what?
Well, what are you going to do?
Yes, you might be right about Smith. Any man who begrudges a couple of hard-working coppers a cup of coffee is evil. But what evidence have you got? The courts aren't on our side, you know. You've got to convince them. So Smith was driving Lakin's car. Is that a crime? And you think Lakin was dead at his side? You try and prove it.
So he's going to get away with it?
He won't be the first if he does. You haven't got enough evidence to convince me. And my standards are lower than anybody's. Now, forget all about it and get down to some real police work. Starting with sticking those back in the filing cabinet.
Okay. Sarge, we've got it.
Hey?
The filing cabinet. Look, you want evidence. I can give you cast iron evidence. Did anything strike you as odd in Smith's office this morning?
No.
The position of his filing cabinet. When he wanted Lakin's personal file, his hand stretched to the side of the desk where the filing cabinet should have been. Then he remembered and he walked across the office to it.
Yes.
You could see the square of carpet by his desk where the filing cabinet had been. He'd only just moved it. He had to point it out to his secretary when she was looking for his out tray. Well, why did he move it? And why to that particular spot?
Please, tell me.
Because there was something on the carpet he'd have to cover up. A blood stain. Blood from Lakin's head when he killed him in his office last night.
It's a good theory, son, but where's the proof?
We move the cabinet and look underneath. If there's a blood stain, we've got him.
No, he'd never let us in.
Get a search warrant.
What, on a Ministry of Defence Department? And what happens if I defy the super and the chief constable and then his lousy carpet fails to oblige us with a blood stain? Forget it.
They needn't know. Look, suppose we don't make it official. Suppose we sneak in and look round there tonight when everyone's gone home.
You're mad.
We'd be in and out in 5 minutes.
Breaking into someone's office at night? They'd bust me if they found out. I've already agreed with the super. The case is closed. So that's the end of it.
All right, Sarge. Forget it. I just thought you might like to start acting like a proper copper for a change. I won't jeopardise your precious promotion. I'll go on my own.
Not if you're ordered not to, you won't.
Oh, I see. Pulling rank on me, are you, Sarge?
Yes, I am. Now sit down. I said sit down. How would we get in there anyway? It's guarded like the Bank of England.
Sarge?
Yes, yes, I know. It just proves I'm as stupid as everyone makes out.
That ex-copper's on tonight. He'd let us through. I'll pick you up about 9:30.
Come on in. In we go. It's locked, Sarge. Well, he didn't know we were coming, did he? Out the way. It's bound to be the last one. Perhaps I should have been a burglar.
What's that? I can't. I heard something. Now, imagination.
Perhaps. All right. Come on.
You found the cabinet?
Hush, my knee has. Over here. Keep your torch down.
Yeah.
It's like a flaming searchlight.
Okay.
Right, now give us a hand to shift it. A bit more.
Yeah.
Right. That's it. Okay, Hodges, it's your big moment. Shine your torch and see what we've got.
Nothing.
Never mind, son. I'll be wrong myself sometimes.
And you can see why there's nothing, can't you? Look.
Keep your torch down.
Look. He's had it recarpeted.
So, yes. He doesn't waste much time, does he? I prefer the oval, I think. Not so much blue in it. Come on, let's get the cabinet back.
In a minute.
What are you doing?
Having a look through his desk.
No, no, he's at the filing cabinet, and that's all.
We won't get another chance.
Not if anyone catches us, we won't. Now, come on.
We're not finished. Hey, Sarge, look at this.
What is it?
A key. It was in his top drawer. It's Lakin's front door key.
Put it back.
But, Sarge...
Once you're accused of planting evidence, you've got no right to be here. Shh, someone's coming. Shut the drawer.
Down beyond the desk.
Oh, what's the use?
It's a chance. Down.
No.
It's Kendrick.
Operator? I want the police. Operator?
Why do you want the police, Dr. Kendrick?
Who are you?
We're police officers. We were here earlier today.
Oh, yes, I remember. Oh, thank goodness you're here. The phone seems to be dead.
Well, let me try, sir. Yeah, it's probably off at the switchboard.
It's my turn. Someone's trying to kill me.
Why do you say that, sir?
Someone's been following me.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Listen. It's him.
Switch off the torch, Hodges.
Dr. Kendrick, are you there?
It's Mr. Smith. Thank goodness.
Shh, Hodges, open the window. Get the doctor out that way. Make for the car and radio for help. I'll hold him off.
He's dangerous, Sarge. He's a killer.
I'm frightened enough, thanks. Now get Kendrick out of here.
This way, Doctor.
Hurry up, I can't hold it much longer.
We're through.
Right.
Let me go.
No, you don't. Drop that. Drop it.
Oh, my arm.
Keep still and it won't hurt.
Detective Sergeant Day?
Yes, sir. I'd like you to come down to the station with me, if you wouldn't mind.
Where's Dr. Kendrick?
He's quite safe, sir.
Safe, you fool! He's nearly killed his guard tonight. Now, where is he?
Nearly killed his guard?
He's killed twice before. He can kill again. Where is he?
He's gone with Hodges to the car.
Oh, I hope for your sake Hodges is all right. Come on! Let's find them! There's some of my guards! You men! Over there! Where did you leave your car, Sergeant?
Just round the corner. There. Oh, my God.
Sergeant, Mr. Smith, someone smashed this man's head in.
He never remembers afterwards. Oh, now, put that down, Doctor. Mm. Just put it down. Oh, that's right. All right, Peters. Take him and look after him a bit better this time.
Who would want to do a thing like that?
Come along, Doctor. You come with me, sir. That's
Hodges, you all right?
Oh, let's have a look at it. Aye. He's lucky. Must have been a glancing blow. Nothing's broken.
Oh. What happened?
How'd you feel?
Oh, something hit me.
Yes, it was Kendrick. Are you all right?
Yeah. Kendrick?
The most outstanding research chemist this country's ever known. He's a genius.
He's insane.
It is possible to be both. When he's lucid, he's brilliant.
And when he's insane, he kills.
Yes. We've watched him carefully since the girl. Laking knew the risk. He must have been careless. Tried to make his death look like an accident. I didn't notice the shoe.
I'm going to have to arrest him, Mr. Smith.
Out of the question, I'm afraid. His work's far too important. He's so near to success.
But he could kill again.
Possibly. But that's a risk I'm prepared to take.
You may be, Mr. Smith, but I most certainly am not.
You're doing what, Day? Shut the door, would you, Hodges?
Sir?
I'm charging him with murder, sir.
There's big issues involved here, Day. Surely Mr. Smith explained them to you.
Oh, he explained them, sir, but no one's above the law, no matter how important they are. At least that's what they taught me when I joined. Kendrick has killed twice, he could kill again.
But the work he's doing could save thousands of lives.
Yeah, they used a similar argument when they dropped the atom bomb. I'm charging him with murder.
You haven't a shred of evidence.
No, sir. Firstly, there's the missing shoe.
What missing shoe? I've got the mortuary attendant's report here. There were two shoes on the body when it was brought in.
Show me. This isn't the same report. It's been altered.
That's the only report now in existence.
I see. So we've actually come down to this, have we? Destroying vital evidence.
I'm sorry, Day. I like it no more than you do. But my instructions came from the top, the very top.
All right, all right. You needn't have bothered. I don't need the report. My case is strong enough without it. Smith has admitted that he faked the accident.
And he'll deny it. It'll be your word against his.
Oh, no, sir. Not just my word. Detective Constable Hodges was there.
Hodges? Hodges?
I don't recall Mr. Smith making any such admission, sir.
What do you mean you don't recall? It was less than an hour ago. You were there. You were standing by my side. I see. What promotion did he promise you, son?
All right, Hodges, you can go. Don't think too badly of him, Day. He took a lot of persuading. And, speaking of promotion, I've got a bit of bad news for you, I'm afraid. Will you have a cigarette?
Murder Locked Out was written for radio by R.D. Wingfield. Sergeant Day was played by Hector Ross, Constable Hodges by John Rye, Superintendent Lawrence by Dennis McCarthy, and Smith by Godfrey Kenton. Dr. Kendrick and P.C. Turner, Kerry Francis, Jordan and P.C. Grover, Peter Pacey, the desk sergeant and the doctor, Nigel Lambert, and Mrs. Stacy and the secretary, Emily Richard. The play was produced by Harry Catlin.